was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Last week, advocacy organisation the Disabled Persons Assembly held a pre-election forum in Wellington, where MPs took questions from voters on their approach to disability policy. I spoke with Teal Crossan about what the attendees' major concerns were at the forum and the policies the Greens would implement if in government.
There are a number of concerns. One was about accessibility, to fully engage in society and access housing, jobs, public infrastructure, transport. So that was one concern. Education was another concern, and ensuring children are able to be educated locally. And also income support, providing support for disabled people to get jobs and be able to support themselves in a way that matches up with their needs and skills.
How would your increases to the ongoing resources scheme help to support students with disabilities?
Yeah, so that would apply to all students, not just students with a disability. And essentially it's about ensuring that the benefit system that we have provides enough for people to live on. So students, people with disabilities, single parents. We want to repair the welfare system so people are lifted out of poverty and have their needs met.
National MP Alistair Scott stood quite firm on the issue of reducing supported living payments when someone moves in with a partner, saying that when you fall in love, there are consequences. So how does the Greens' stance on measuring household income rather than individual income differ from his position?
Yeah, so that position didn't go very well down with the people at the room. What we would do as our recent announcement is change the definition of being in a relationship so that it's not punitive, and it would only kick in after the people got married or entered a civil union or once they're entitled to share another person's property under the Property Relationships Act, which is about 3 years. So that creates more time to establish that the relationship is cemented.
And can you tell me a bit about the rent-to-buy scheme that the Greens have proposed?
Sure. So as everyone knows, housing is an enormous problem in New Zealand, and people aren't able to afford owning their own homes, and we don't have enough security of tenure with rental rights. So the rent-to-home program aims to address that. So state houses built by the state would be available for people to rent to own. They would pay an amount that is affordable compared to their income, and then it would end up paying back some of the house, and then at the end of the time, a set time, they would be owning that home, and then they can have a chunk of money that they can invest in a private property.
What was the general response by voters to the policies you proposed at the forum?
At the Disabled People's Forum, it was really positive, and I talked to people afterwards, and I guess at the heart of the Greens' policy on disabled people is inclusivity and wanting disabled people to have